Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri Capitol was swarming with Blues fans today, Bill Pollack reports.
The Stanley Cup was on display at the Capitol on Monday for Blues fans in mid-Missouri. Mike Hannaford of Jefferson City, a fan since day one in 1967, never thought he'd see this day.
Touch it, you know, even kiss it, that's just, you know, it's a dream come true.
Jenny Hosey came down from Columbia.
Full body chills. I finally get to see it, and it's so sweet.
12-year-old Gavin Wilson of Jeff City knows some of adults waited a long time for this moment.
It takes a long time for some players to win this cup, and it's just a good opportunity for me to see this and kiss it and hold it in my own arms.
The Stanley Cup has been awarded to the NHL champion since 1926.
Meanwhile, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos paid a visit to the Missouri Capitol today to speak to the Federalist Society, a conservative and libertarian organization devoted to the separation of governmental powers. She talked about an idea that she refers to as the Education Freedom Scholarship.
It connects dollars to students, not to the system, with no bureaucratic sponge soaking up resources in between. I like to picture kids with backpacks representing funding for their education, following them wherever they go to learn.
The idea is similar to proposed education voucher plans by state senators Andrew Koenig and Mike Serpoy that would give parents a tax credit to pay for their child's K-12 education at a school of their choice. Thousands of Missourians are at risk of going to jail for failing to pay child support.
The Kansas City Star reports that last year across the state, nearly 3,000 people were charged with criminal non-support. It was the 10th most common offense for new prison sentences, according to the Missouri Department of Corrections, which locked up 137 prisoners for child support-related cases in 2018. In recent years, several Missouri counties have moved away from filing charges on child support cases, leading to a decline in convictions. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
The family of a man who died after falling into a wood chipper in 2018 at a Northwest Missouri sawmill, is suing the maker of the machine. The St. Joseph News Press reports the children of 38-year-old Joshua Hill allege that Williams' patent crusher and pulverized company did not have built-in safety measures for the wood chipper. He was working for a St. Joseph company when he fell into the machine. State Representative Justin Hill says the Missouri Supreme Court legislated from the bench by limiting when judges can require bail. He says the court made a House bill into a rule saying judges can only charge bail fees to help ensure the safety or the defendant's appearance in court.
I've never seen a more gross violation of separation of powers.
Hill, a former police officer, has filed a bill in response to the court's actions. J.R. Hobbs, a Kansas City defense attorney and member of a task force recommending the changes, said court cases nationwide show cash bond does not respect one's rights of due process. This is Missouri Net.